Hi there and welcome back. We're on day 9, what drives his behavior. Despite what you may have read or heard growing up, men do long for intimacy and emotional connection. As fun as casual dating or spontaneous physical escapades can be, men know that being able to deeply connect with another person is what fulfills hearts. You know, men are constantly having to prove themselves in the greater world, and the only place where they can explore raw, real connection to their feelings is through the shared vulnerability established in committed, loving relationships. But to trust and experience that shared vulnerability with their partners, men need to feel needed, appreciated, and respected. They want to know that their efforts mean something, that their efforts will have a positive outcome on others, and that their efforts will earn them some bonus points in the future. It doesn't have to be difficult. You know, we'll talk for a brief moment here about commitment because this has importance regardless of your marital status. You can be married and still not have that heartfelt connection that creates beautiful romances. Men are drawn to partners who make them feel needed, appreciated, and respected, meaning, unfortunately, if that wonderful feeling is coming from a neighbor, a coworker, an ex, he is going to be drawn to that behavior. It doesn't make them without responsibility. It just means that that drive for respect and appreciation is so strong, they will look to validate it, even if it's outside of your relationship. So to go back to that instinct, the man who feels appreciated and respected by his spouse or partner is going to be completely drawn to her. And we can create those kinds of feelings of appreciation and respect through subliminal cues in our behavior. You'll be surprised how easy they can be. The first, being joyful, fun, casual, and present in the moment. He translates that as you being happy and him making you happy. Touching his bicep, his chest, these points of physicality to men make him feel strong. Using feeling statements such as, I feel happy I can share this with you, inspire his protector nature. Asking his help for something, letting him serve you, and then winking, my hero, is going to make him feel powerful and strong. And sharing secrets through emotional intimacy, something like, you know, it's hard for me to admit, but I never really felt unconditional love until we had this relationship together. These behaviors compel him to gravitate towards you, and they work so consistently well because they are universal desires all men crave. Now, today's exercise. Try some of the 5 simple actions in your course book from this chapter and apply them in communicating with your partner. See how quickly things change in the way he responds to you. I look forward to hearing about it.